escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would say their top story right now is figuring out what a long-term situation looks like for Trey Smith. Here's Nate Taylor of The Athletic.
Trey Smith is so important to what they have going on that you can't really, you can't run the risk of missing the deadline, not agreeing to something, even though this thing has pretty much been agreed to since, I want to say, early March. But you have to. We also have to advise Trey that like this is a 100% injury sport. Like you will like the likelihood of you getting injured is a lot higher than basketball, baseball, hockey. Like it's just it's such a demanding sport on your body that like yes, it's nice to get a really good payday. But I don't know, man. I would advise you still to try to like negotiate as best you can. You might want to take it to like the 11th hour at. 3 o'clock on, I'm just, hypothetically saying on like July 14th or whatever.
So that was Nate Taylor, and that was his thoughts on what is potentially going to happen with Trey Smith. I told you guys yesterday, I think that we are going to get news of a contract extension for Trey Smith sometime during the week of the All-Star game. I just think sometime during that we get one. I think we get one from July 14th through the 18th.
Real quick, I apologize for interrupting. I did look it up real quick because Nate made a good point. There is a deadline. In the NFL, they instituted a deadline. If you don't have a long-term deal done by July 15th, the franchise tag player, the negotiating window has closed and you are playing on the tag.
Okay, yeah, I did know that was coming. I did not know the exact date, so I appreciate that then. So, yeah, we're talking about then sometime between the 9th through 12th is that we get this deal done. I do believe that he is going to sign a long-term deal. Now, I've been wrong in the past about this. I didn't think that the Chris Jones issue would get as contentious as it did. And it was certainly a lot of back and forth to the point where he sat out week one of the NFL season. I don't think that's what we're talking about with Trey Smith. I mean, he just was at work a couple of weeks ago. So I don't think we are at that point or will get anywhere close to that point. I think that we're going to see a contract extension. I'm guessing that once we get back from the lake or whatever you plan on doing these next couple of days, we will get some sense of news that this thing is progressing in a way that both sides are going to reach a deal. It is just in both teams' interest to reach a long-term extension. If you're Trey Smith and you are a mid-round pick, it is in your best interest to lock yourself into $40, $50, $60 million guaranteed. If you're the Chiefs, financially, being the only team in the league that has a player playing on the franchise tag, that is not a positive. That is not what you want to be. The Chiefs like salary cap flexibility. Having a player on the franchise tag is not salary cap flexibility. And if you want to create that later, you might end up doing a restructure. And we all look at restructures as this great thing. A contract restructure is what has locked you into Juwan Taylor's contract. It is what's locked you into a deal that I don't think is the best financial situation for the Chiefs. So to avoid a possible restructure with another player, just reach an extension with a guy that you want to keep. I think they're going to do it. My confidence in them getting a deal done is at a 9. I just think it makes too much sense on both sides. And if both sides want to get a deal done, a deal usually gets done.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.